this amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
The story of my life, the story of God's love for a sinner like me. I was lost, deep in sin, separated from God and His love, headed straight to hell. I was reckless, careless, and dangerous, held captive by the devil and used for wicked purposes. But God demonstrated His love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this is the amazing grace that pulls a sinner from darkness to the light, that pulls a sinner from the pit and puts him on high. This is the amazing grace that we are talking about. Once lost, but now found. Once a sinner, but now a saint. Amazing grace for you. Amazing grace for me. All of us have a testimony on what God did. What He did for me and what He has done for you. Many of us have been picked from far. Some of us were drunkards. Some of us were murderers. But God picked you from that ditch. God changed your life and gave your life meaning. That is amazing grace. So join me and rejoice and dance with me as we sing about God's amazing grace. Hallelujah!
Amazing grace.
Grace means two things. It means undeserved favor, and it also means divine enablement. Most of when you talk about undeserved favor, it means for you to receive the opposite of what you expected. I still, instead of being caned or being punished, I am let free. That is the favor I do not deserve. And that's why the Bible tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish or should not die but have eternal life. This is amazing grace. This is where sinners receive the undeserved favor of God. It is where Christ became sin so that you and me can become the righteousness of God. At the cross where Jesus hung, where Jesus bled, God's love and God's justice meet. God's justice demands that sin must be punished, but God's love is all about undeserved favor. Let the sinner go free. And that is why you and me become the righteousness of God. You go free, I go free. The innocent Jesus hangs on the cross and dies and pays the penalty for our sins. What is this if it's not amazing grace? You are a beneficiary, I'm a beneficiary. Let's praise the Lord together and worship him for giving us what we don't deserve, for letting his son die in our place. And you and me too can come to Jesus and partake of this free gift of salvation that we have all received through the amazing grace. May the Lord bless you as you come. May the Lord bless you as you receive Jesus. May the Lord bless you as you accept to be freed from your sin and from the penalty of what has held you captive for long. Amazing grace. Sing with me as we praise the Lord together.
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Studio Sorrento.